Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. Sharon Draper is a teacher and a writer with several awards for her work in both fields. She has written several books for young readers, and her latest is Stella by Starlight. The book is set in the Depression and the segregated South and deals with young people coming face to face with the Ku Klux Klan and prejudice. Sharon Draper joins us this morning to talk about her new book and her own life experiences with prejudice. It's a pleasure to welcome her to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. What a pleasure.
I'm delighted to be here.
Very nice to have you with us. What brought you, you've written many books for children, written many books for young readers, and I'm curious as to what brought you to say, I want to write this book at this time about this subject?
Okay, the book started back in 1905 when my grandmother was born. And when she was a little girl, when she got to the fifth grade, she had to stop going to school because she was needed to help work on the farms. But she was the writer, she was the learner, she was the yearner for words. And she would sneak out at night and write in a journal. She was 10 years old. I did not know any of this. Years later, when she passed away in 1983, she gave the last remaining journal to my father. My father gave it to me and said, you need to write my mother's story. So I have been sitting on this book since 1983. The little town of Bumblebee, North Carolina, in the story is fictional, but it's based on any small town in the South during the 1930s. And I used to visit my grandmother's farm, and this is the place where my grandmother grew up and my father grew up when I was a little girl. So when I was 10 years old, I was sitting on that same porch that she sat on. I was sitting right at the place where she did the writing. I just didn't know at the time. So all of it came together much longer. So the book is dedicated to her and it's dedicated to my dad.
It's a fascinating story because we learn very early in the book, here's a girl who sort of understands the lot in life, right? That's the way she's brought up. So she knows the stores that she can go into and the ones that she can and the people that are nice to her and the people who aren't. And then that changes.
Well, the story is more about community and family than it is about the Klan. The Klan is the threat that kind of hovers over the community, but it's really a story of family. It's a story of how a community comes together when there's a common threat to everybody. It's not like they could call the police for help. So they had to think of ways themselves to protect themselves, to keep their children safe, to keep their family safe. And it's mostly about this little girl who's 11 years old who's trying to figure out her way in life, which most 11-year-olds are trying to figure out. She struggles in school. She has difficulties in writing. And so the Stella in the story goes outside to write to practice because she's afraid she's not good enough.
Mm. And you understand, and she understands eventually, as we understand, the power that you have. As a
exactly.
child and at 11 years old.
She discovers her own power, and she has wonderful words in her head, and her life is surrounded by words. Her father reads 3 newspapers every day, so she's surrounded by words. She has a very, very supportive teacher, but getting those wonderful words out of one's head and onto the piece of paper so that it makes coherent sense is sometimes really difficult for children, and as a former teacher, I know this. So rather than making Stella this brilliant young writer, I made her a struggling young writer who has the ideas, and I print her writings throughout the narrative so that the reader can see her progression, her improvement, and how she's able to finally express herself in words.
When this will sound like an overly psychological question, and I don't mean it to be, but at what point did you learn your power as a writer and what could be done with the words?
I was always a very good writer. I wrote some really good love letters in college. But I was a teacher of writing for so many years, and right. So I could intuitively read a student's writing and say, if you change this sentence or you add this character, that sentence will be stronger, that story will be stronger. So I was a very good teacher of writing. I didn't start writing myself until I had been teaching for over 20 years, and a student challenged me to enter a short story contest, and I actually won. So it's like, well, maybe I can do this. And so that's when I wrote my first book. And that was Tears of a Tiger, and that was 21 years ago that book came out, and it's still required reading in schools all over the country and Canada.
When you saw the diaries of your grandmother, were there threads? Did you see commonality?
Reading her diary, there's very little from the exact words of her diary. It's more the essence, the spirit. The fact that she was struggling herself to work at this. Life was not easy for her as a child. And so I kind of took her essence and put it into this character of Stella. Stella is not my grandmother. She is the spirit of my grandmother, if that makes sense.
Sure. And in writing that, and ultimately, as you say, it's very much a story about family. But
yes.
the clan plays is a presence in the novel, and as an educator, as a teacher, I'm curious as to how you wanted to present that, and ultimately what message you wanted to get across, so that didn't overshadow the part about family.
Well, I try not to make my books didactic. I try not to put a message in quotes for students. I just want them to be aware. So I imagine today's 11 and 12-year-olds, many of them never even heard of the Ku Klux Klan. And so that might make them want to do a little research. That might make them want to investigate further. They learn something. Oh, really? It was like that back in the 30s? And they learn by reading about this little girl named Stella. If you try too hard to teach your readers, you fail. And so you just let it happen, and they learn without knowing that they have done so. That's when I know I'm successful.
So Stella and her brother, they, without giving too much away, they see something that they shouldn't be seeing, and obviously it affects them.
Yes.
And to illustrate that and to make that part of the story, that has you going down a very specific road, and I'm curious as to whether that at some point in your writing career you knew you would go down eventually.
I have dealt with a number of subjects. I have a book called Copper Sun that's on slavery. It's on an adolescent girl that's taken as a slave, and so everything is in a lot of detail from her point of view.
Right.
That one's called Copper Sun. So as I start to write, I am more concerned about the character than the time period. Copper Sun takes place in 1738, and nobody, whether she's a child or an adult, cares about what happened in 1738, but they do care what happens to this girl. So they learn painlessly. So I didn't set out to teach a lesson about the Depression. I just set it there, and whatever happens kind of unfolds. And I like that because it's painless, and I like it when kids learn and they don't know that I have taught them. That's the essence of good teaching.
You sneak it in, as you will.
Yes.
Exactly. I'm fascinated. I think when I first became familiar with your work was a book called Forged by Fire, which
yes.
is a contemporary book. Yes. But you deal with a lot of things in there of substance abuse and about abuse and behavior and of trying to connect and be a part of a community when the life around you is in shambles.
Right. And many, many students face this. It's a book about child abuse. And I've received letters from kids that said, thank you for writing my life. And I put in the back of that book the National Child Abuse Hotline. And I've had many kids write to me, say, I read your book, I call that number, you saved my life. So again, I just put it in the character. And this is what happens to this character, and these are the choices this character makes. And this is how this particular character survives his situation, which might give hope to somebody who is reading that. I get letters from kids that say, it's not me, but my friend is kind of going through this. What should I do?
Mm.
So it's touched a lot of lives.
In going back to Stella by Starlight, as you say, you include Stella's writings and you have those passages where she's writing and there's a gradual improvement and you show the style of writing. Is that difficult for you to write?
Yeah, it was hard. to write.
I would think it would be. Yeah,
it was. But I have lots of experience from reading kids writing
yeah.
over 25 years, so I kind of know how they write when they're trying and it's not quite working. And I didn't think it would be realistic if I made her this super duper perfect writer throughout. She has to have a struggle. She has to go from a low point to a high point. Like the story of the eagle in the story of the eagle who thought he was a chicken. It's not until he realizes that he's an eagle that he actually takes off and flies. And so Stella is kind of like that chicken. It's like, oh, I'm an eagle. I didn't know this. I can fly. So the process is gradual.
She writes in this, she's writing a news story about a beating, and she says, this is my first real news story with a headline. I wonder if anybody would want to read this. I guess not everybody in town already knows. But you can talk about the quality of the writing, but the story that she is telling is so powerful.
Right, right. She likes nonfiction writing. And a lot of times, especially in modern times with all the testing and everything, kids are encouraged to write nonfiction writing. And for me, that's a little bit harder. I can write fiction and flowers and butterflies. Writing reality is a little bit more difficult. So I'm glad that I gave Stella that skill, that she can write like newspaper writers, because she's surrounded by newspapers.
Well, the book is so compelling and beautiful. It's called Stella by Starlight. The book is published by Simon & Schuster. Sharon Draper, thank you so much for being with us this morning, and best of luck with the book. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Well, it's been a pleasure being here. Thanks for the wonderful questions.
Thank you so much. We post all of our segments online at wamc.org/roundtable. WAMC's Facebook page is facebook.com/WAMC Radio. Again, Sharon Draper is the author of Stella by Starlight. It's published by Simon & Schuster. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.